Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 238 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, does that come with nuts or raisins?
Greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Yay, we're back.
Woohoo! Took a week off and everything just went crazy.
Yeah, well, we picked the wrong week for taking off from Project Runway, but that's neither here nor there. We're back. I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee.
I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
You can write to us at amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com.
Or don't take a week off or they'll do crazy things on Project Runway at gritstoglitz.com. Or if you want to talk to us about Project Runway, which some people did, you can give us a call at 206-309-7232.
And I just want to say we got email this week with the email address alaskaisscary@gritstoglitz.com.
It is. It's just, it's not like it's in Las Vegas in the desert. Everything is poisonous and hateful. Anything that lives in the desert will hurt you. Right. And that's scary. But Alaska is also scary because it's just way up there.
It's wildernessy. And that was in reference. That was from Paul in Alaska. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
And my dear friend Gail, who rides around in an RV, is going to go to Alaska. I found out next year for real. That's next summer. They can only do that in summer. And the reason it's so darn scary is because the roads through Canada are very, very hard on RVs. That's the entire scariness. That and grizzly bears that eat people who try to take pictures of them really up close.
Well, yes. So don't do that. But it tickles me to think of your friend, Gail?
Yes.
Gail driving up there, like looking at it, looking through the door, and then running away. No, I'll go back another time.
Yes. Yep, that's the scariness of Alaska.
Oh, by the way, that was Robert Morgan Fisher. Did we say that?
We did not. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot.
You tell him.
That was Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans from MusicAlley.com.
Now they've been told.
And they already knew that. We say it every time.
I know, but you never know when somebody new is going to come along and say, who is that fabulous troubadour?
He is. And he's really nice. He was on our 100th episode, I think. Okay, more leftover stuff from last week. Food rules. We got an email from David in Denver.
It's close to Denver. David in Colorado.
Okay, David in Colorado. Would you like to read that?
The pertinent part, the part that cracked me up, because he was talking about food rules. He says, a girl I used to work with felt that proper brownies didn't have nuts. They were just wrong. If they had nuts, they had to be noted as brownies with nuts, which was a different thing entirely. We started calling brownies with surprise nuts crying game brownies.
Yes!
I wrote back to David and said, okay, now did you come up with that? And he said, yeah, that was me. Yay, David, crying game brownies with surprise nuts.
Surprise nuts. That's the part that I got. The brownies with surprise nuts.
Ooh, didn't expect that. So that's an excellent rule.
Oh, that is. There should not be great big surprises in one's food. And the only thing that I can relate that to is I stayed at Disney World at the Animal Kingdom Lodge the first year that the Animal Kingdom Lodge was open. And they bring over people from Africa to work there so that it will be realistic.
Okay.
English is not always their first language. And I was in the dining room pointing at cookies and saying, is that oatmeal raisin? And the girl behind the counter said, no, that's oatmeal with raisins.
Okay. entirely different thing altogether.
Wow, yeah. So crying game oatmeal cookies with raisins.
I have been known to buy chocolate chip cookies and get them home and discover that they were oatmeal raisin. I'm not terribly observant. Oh, brown with black in them, you know, it's one okay. of those things. Oh, my gosh. We're starting off giggling our heads off, which, but it's good preparation for Pride 48.
Yay, Pride 48.
Pride 48 is right around the corner.
It really is. It's here we are in September. That's 2 weeks away.
It's 2 weeks away, and you guys need to listen to this so that you can listen to all of Pride 48. Listen.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And not in the good way. Pride 48 2012 is coming to an internet near you. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the luxurious Luxor Resort, and cities around the globe, Pride 48 2012 will be streaming across the World Wide Web September 14th through the 16th. Join us online or in person. Stay at the Luxor and Excalibur Resorts and take advantage of our special discounts using our exclusive discount codes. For all this information and more, log on to Pride48.com and be sure to mark September 14th through the 16th on your big gay calendar.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm making plans.
Yes, yes. And what are your plans?
Well, so far my plans involve two of my besties, Faye Driver and Mark in Canada. And we are... They've been listening to me drool about Kamsa.
Oh, you bitch.
And I have a Groupon for Kamsa. So I said, well, hey, you can be my group. No, we're going to go over to the Cosmopolitan and we're going to go to Kamsa. And I have never sat down at the Chandelier Bar and had a cocktail.
Oh, you're going?
Well, you know, if I could force people to sit down and have a cocktail with me.
Amy.
Hmm.
If anyone hasn't told you lately,
mm-hmm.
You're a bitch.
I know. It's so true. And we're going to do some podcasting that weekend, too. So, you know, that just adds to the fun. And I think I'm going to be able to convince Faye and Mark in Canada to accompany me to Drink and Drag, which you really need to go to.
I can't. Well, I would have thought Drink and Drag would be an official event on the Pride 48 roster. But
I know. I sent an email and said, "Are you guys planning a trip to Drink and Drag?" And they said, "Drink and what?"
Right. Well, I hope you have a good time and you get food poisoning. That's I'm just saying. Not Faye Driver or Mark. They're safe. They get
I
to
want
eat the
them
safe
to
food.
Have a blast.
No, food poisoning.
You're mean.
I know. So I'm only half joking.
What do you do when you go out with your friends?
Oh my gosh. Okay. My boss decided that we absolutely had to have a firm retreat. And kind of precipitously decided it and set a date. And a bunch of people said, nah, we can't do it that day. So he set another date. And he's like, we're going. And some other stuff happened. Because, you know, trials, hearings, things happen in law firms. And we couldn't have that date. And finally he said, okay, we're doing it on this date. And the night before, one of the other girls who works at the office said, okay, what are we doing? And the plan for the retreat was to go out on my boss's boat and go swimming for an entire day.
That's a good way to get really sunburned. Okay.
That and I'm a huge introvert. If I am stuck on a boat with strangers, and they're my coworkers, but they're not
your
people.
Friends. Yeah.
They're not, yeah. If I'm stuck on a boat for 6 hours, I'm going to be dying to get away. And I wasn't keen.
Jump off the boat and paddle to shore.
And this tiny little skinny thing was like, I'm not putting on a swimsuit and hanging out with a bunch of older men. That's just wrong.
Oh, God.
I know. And the thing is, well, no, I'm not going to go there. But she finally complained about it to one of the partners. And so the partner said, okay, we are not doing that. This is the night before the retreat. I have put off some of my clients that I need to do their discovery and I need to file a divorce for a lady. And I've called them up and said, I'm so sorry, I can't do what I was supposed to do tomorrow because the firm is having a retreat. It's a team building thing, you understand, right? And they're very understanding. Yes, we understand. Go build your team. And the night
you're going to get drunk, aren't you?
I was hoping to, but no, I couldn't. And I start getting phone calls at 6:25. I'm at home putting my slippers on, getting dinner out of the microwave. You know,
Ryan, on my dinner.
And my phone starts ringing off the hook with people going, the retreat is off. What are we going to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? And I said, I don't know. The aquarium? I don't know. And the next thing and people are going, oh, the aquarium. We're talking about Ripley's Aquarium in Gatlinburg. We're not talking about the Great Aquarium in Chattanooga. Because who wants to drive in a car with those people for that long?
Right.
They're nice people. They're just not my people. Right. So get to work the next morning having no idea. I've got prepared. I've got a bag in the car in case it does go back to being on the lake. I've got swimsuit and towel and all that stuff.
And you shaved your legs.
Shaved my legs.
That's my problem. Okay.
And it has been decided that we're going to the aquarium, but my boss is not happy about this. He's like, that's lame. And I was like, well, you'll enjoy it more than you think. And we get there. What happens? He loved it. We had to drag him away from some of he's reading everything. And he's doing all the interactive stuff that the little kids. There's a trivia quiz about horseshoe crabs on a wall in the children's area. And one of the partners is asking my boss the questions. And he's nailing all these answers.
And he's turning to the 8-year-olds and going, in your face.
yes, he is. He is. I love it so much. And we enjoyed the aquarium. We went to a Mexican restaurant. We walked up the hill to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. We did not go inside, but I showed him, yes, it's a giant granite ball and it's floating on water. And I don't know how it does that because he was very skeptical.
That is an impressive thing to see in Gatlinburg. Huge, huge rock. You can push it, and it turns.
It's floating on water. And Amy, I promise you, when I said it's floating, he did that thing that he does, crinkles his little eyebrows up, and says, I sincerely doubt that. Doubt it all you want. Let's walk up the hill.
Now, okay, wait. You're the one that said, let's walk up a hill in the Tennessee mountains?
Yeah.
That's
the idea.
All right.
Then we turned around and walked down the hill, and we went to the Hollywood Wax Museum in Sevierville, and that was fun, and we shot at ghosts in a really weird attraction thing. That was fun. I had a great time. For me to have been dreading it the way I was, I'm going to be stuck on a boat for 6 hours. Oh, God.
In the Wax Museum, were the figures accessible? Could you just walk over and get your picture taken with them? I've never understood that. I always figured because people are pigs.
Yes.
Why aren't they looking the state of public restrooms? I don't understand leaving those things out where people can touch them.
Well, most of them don't really look like the celebrities they're supposed to look like. There was one of Anne Hathaway that I promise you looked like John Travolta.
I want a picture. I want a picture of Anne Travolta. Don Hathaway.
Whatever. I'm sorry. It was a man, baby. It really was. I don't know. I have no idea. And we had a great deal of fun and enjoyed it immensely. So it really was a team building kind of thing. Although it was stuck in a minivan listening to music I could barely stand.
Oh, my gosh. You told me what it was, and I thought I have heard those names before, and I feel so sorry for you.
Linkin Park, I can't even remember. Lady Gaga, I think, played at one point. I just, you know, I'm not down with the Gaga. And
she's good, you know, I respect her, and she's a good businesswoman and everything, and has...
excellent businesswoman.
Yeah, the music, not so much. But now, okay, wait, let's back up just a little bit. You went to the aquarium.
Oh, yes.
You saw fish and sharks and once horseshoe turtle. Crabs.
Yes, and manta rays everywhere. And the Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies has penguins, which are, oh my gosh, that is disgustingly cute. Someone needs to bottle that.
Fabulous things on Earth.
They are the best things on Earth, and the best thing about them was I took a picture of them and sent it to Amy in text, and I said, fuck San Diego.
Yeah!
Decades in the making.
All right, backstory alert. Right after college, I lived in Baltimore, and Baltimore is near Washington, D.C., and I went to the National Zoo, as people did a lot those days because we didn't have the internet, and people would go and look at the elephants and the pandas. Oh my gosh, the pandas. They had pandas. It was so spectacular, the pandas. And there was a little, I remember at one place there was like a wall in a visitor center where they had put up letters from children and thank you so much. We enjoyed the zoo so much. My favorite was the giraffe and all this kind of stuff. And here is this one tidily written note. You could tell it was an adult that said this. And the note was something like, Dear National Zoo, San Diego has penguins. That, what was that, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, 22.
And that has stuck with me all that time because it was so snotty. San Diego has penguins.
Penguins.
And then I went to the San Diego Zoo, and what did they not have?
They did not have penguins.
They didn't have penguins. The penguins had moved to SeaWorld.
Stupid SeaWorld. Anyway, stupid San Diego. I hope we're not putting off any San Diego listeners. We actually really enjoy San Diego.
But, you know, just get off your high horse about the penguins, all right? Because San Diego doesn't have a monopoly on penguins.
That's right. And they are really disgustingly cute. Everybody should have penguins in their backyard. I think penguins in the backyard would be great.
Wayne Newton does.
What a jerk. In the desert, those poor penguins.
I know. But he's still trying to make Graceland West out of his house here in Las Vegas. We'll see.
I think he will succeed.
We'll see. He's not making friends.
Oh, my. That seems... Okay, so the other stuff we have to talk about, and I know we're already going long. We got this Project Runway thing we need to knock out.
Oh, yeah, Project Runway. That's a little show that we watch if you guys haven't heard about it.
And I totally forgot to pull up, I'm typing, the Wraith the One Runway.
Well, we have two episodes to cover. First was the Real Woman episode.
Don't say Real Woman. Models are real women, too.
No, they're not.
I know, right?
Models are automatons.
And they eat a corn chip and have a cigarette for lunch.
Corn chip? Anyway. Oh, my gosh. Oh, all right. Carrot. So they had the Real Woman challenge, and the main thing that we learned from that challenge was Vin has zero social skills. Vin is a jerk. Vin is a horrible, hateful, terrible excuse for a human being.
Well, here's the thing. Tom and Lorenzo pointed this out, and I completely agree with them. This is the only time that I can remember the show has ever said, we assigned the models randomly, backstage, off camera, without telling anybody about it. Random is the button bag. Random is random, and we get to see it. I don't believe for a second that was random. I think they put they gave Vin his nightmare. They knew what his nightmare was, and they gave it to him.
I think there's a very good chance of that. Yeah.
And they're like, see, he's not a shoe-in. he's a jerk.
But he was such a jerk. I mean, did they know that he was going to say, oh, look, let's see if we could put no, you're way too fat for this. I'll just have to ask them to get me a big, fat one. Big, great, big, fat one.
Which brings me to our favorite voicemail this week. Can we play that lovely clip from Danita in Fort Worth?
Yes, take it, Danita.
What? Bitch, make a belt.
Right? Bitch.
Yes.
I love that. Oh, yeah. So?
Yeah, that thing was awful. And I will disagree with Danita enough to say, no, don't make a belt. You should be making something flowing and long. And don't belt anything in. That just makes it worse.
I tend to think so. I do not like, you know, I look at pictures and everything. And go, oh, that's such a pretty dress. And then I think of how that would look on me. And I go, damn.
Do you remember season three? Let's go all the way back in our minds to season three when they had this same challenge and Jeffrey Sebelius was so hideous.
Is that his name? Sebelius? Wait.
I haven't the foggiest.
Jeffrey,
I said that.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey. Jeffrey who won and then promptly disappeared. Okay, yay! Sorry. He got Angela's mother.
Yes, and he was such a horrific jerk. But the same show, Uli's model was bigger, and she made this gorgeous outfit for her that I remember to this day. I could see it in my head. That tunic was beautiful. It created an hourglass figure. The sleeves were beautiful bell-shaped things that were just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I would still knock over little old ladies for a chance at that tunic, and I would do that if I were size 8. That was a really well-made tunic.
Right? Yes, things that look good on a big girl look spectacular on a little girl.
Exactly. So I just don't understand what Vin's problem is, other than he is a one-trick pony.
Yes, let's put a rose on it. Let's make a rose on the front of it. I'm getting a phone call.
Wow, I really like your ringtone.
Thank you. I know who that was. That was a drugstore saying, come get your drugs.
Oh, I thought it was a drug dealer saying, come get your drugs.
Shush. No, we don't talk about that on the podcast. So anyway, no, Vin just says, stick a rose on the front of it. Look, it's me. Look, it's either a rose or a wormhole or something.
He was horrible, and I keep trying to make excuses for him in my head. I really do, because, you know, it's a reality show. We know how manipulated everything is. I'm sure that at some point he must have behaved like not the gigantic jerk that he appeared to be, but that was a hideous outfit. If he hadn't said a word, not a word, if he had been the picture of civility, that's still a hideous outfit.
And made his girl cry. That's
yeah, the friend made her friend defend her, which mm-hmm. loved the friend.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he got what he deserved, I think, except he didn't get offed.
Right. Well, no, of course they're not going to off him or Sonja. Or Sonja, however you say it. They're not going to get rid of those two. No, they're going to say, well, there's this guy over here who made exactly what his girl wanted and she loved it.
Exactly.
So let's get rid of him.
Yep, he made her exactly what she wanted. But Fabio won with the quirky little dress that, I promise, we had those dresses in 1984.
It's cute. But it was
so cute.
I love the color blocking. I want to learn how to do that.
Oh, okay. We will get you some lessons.
Okay.
So it was a Crazy Cakes episode, and we missed most of it.
Sorry about that.
Oh, well.
But, okay, and then we went on to episode 7. Which was the make something for Lorton Taylor. Lorton Taylor? What's that, Heidi? Lorton. Lorton. Did you hear that?
Yes, that was funny.
And by the way, Seal says she was fornicating with the help. Did you hear about that?
I did. That was so great.
Oh, my goodness. Anybody surprised? Hands?
No. Law, are you kidding? I see this every day. Of course they're fornicating with the help.
If you were helping Heidi Klum, you would try to be fornicating with her, I'm sure, you know, certain people.
I love it when she says things look a little bit slutty. Every time she says slutty, oh, yes, please sing it, sister, because if anyone knows slutty, it's Heidi.
Yeah, that was spectacular, that pink sequin thing.
Yes, but she's still so much happier now. I don't know what they're putting in her food. Or maybe it's just that she gets to eat now. I don't know.
But the bodyguard. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Anyway, she's so much happier.
That she is. Let's look at clothes.
Okay.
So they got their Lord & Taylor fabric.
Right.
And when we look at Rate the Runway, the first one we have is Alicia's drop waist Chanel-ish thing with a collar.
Yikes.
It's not good.
Yeah.
The thing that offended me the most about that, I think, was the contrast in the fabrics. Those two black fabrics that she put together were just, it was like an ugly fabric on an ugly fabric with a twisted up collar that didn't look good.
I love a box pleat, but why put one there?
Right?
That's crazy.
My vagina is here and it's right. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so that was not good.
Christopher, okay, look, the next one is Christopher's dress, and I just have to say, when he did the Cher impersonation in his, I think this was early in the show, and he tossed his hair back without having any hair to toss back, and it was a perfect Cher impersonation. That's it. It's over. I totally love Christopher.
I'm pretty fond of Christopher. He's a little insecure and a little bit, I don't know, overly concerned about things emotionally, it seems to me sometimes. But pretty dress, ivory model.
She looks.
I want to do that technique too, which I saw, you know, the way he did it.
I think we'll do that.
And then cut in between the line. I could do that.
Yes, you could do that. That's doable. I just want to ask one thing. Could they please put a bra on that girl?
Well, if I had boobs like that, I don't think I'd wear a bra either.
Nah, I'd wear a bra. Those things need to be higher than they are.
Well, okay. That's the problem, by the way, with darts. I've sewn some darts. You have to know where to make them point. Try that thing on and say, okay, the point is here. Wait, that's way lower than it was on the
top. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. It's a pretty dress, and I was very surprised when he got the win. I really was. I thought they were not going to give it to him.
But he better not do that. Yeah. Better not do that technique anymore. And if you've looked at it on the Lord & Taylor website, it doesn't I'm sorry, I will never be able to look at Lord & Taylor again without thinking of that. Go back and listen. She said Lord & Taylor. Okay. But they didn't use exactly that technique, I don't believe. You can't see it closely enough to see exactly what they did do, but I think they just bought some ribbed fabric or something that had little stripes on it instead of doing the technique, which kind of was half of the charm of the dress.
Right. I will have to look. Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah.
Dimitri's dress, they praised it, and it was one of the top ones, and all I could think was, bleh.
Really? I thought it was a good for merchandising, you know, for something that was sellable. It has a lot of interest to it, and yet it's all one type of fabric, and I don't know. I don't know that I would wear it, me, personally.
Oh, I would never. No, I would never get near that thing.
Look at it. But I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
I did. His model stood out. And this is the first time a model has stood out to me this season, in that she just looked really annoyed. Like, I ran into a bug backstage, and I cannot handle that crap. Someone get me out of here. I don't know. She just looks annoyed.
You know, since they don't do the models of the runway show anymore, I don't notice. I don't notice if they keep the same models.
I don't either. I don't know.
It's their clothes racks, which is fine, you know? Like we said, they're not people.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Here we get some of the drama, which we haven't even talked about. The women melted down this week. Just
uniformly. If you were female, it's time to fall over and cry.
And here's Elena's dress, and she really sweated it out and then was one of the top ones, which I would never have voted for that one. That thing is awful.
Kind of garbage bag looking, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. That looks like something you'd rip holes in and stick over your head instead of a raincoat. I mean, that's just bleh.
And not fitted well.
Not fitted well, not moving well, not... I don't think it's attractive. I don't know. But you know what? I'm not crazy about Elena's designs. in general, they're a little stiff and kabuki-esque for me. You know,
it's just, well, she personally isn't a pleasant person, and her designs, you know, sometimes you can put up with that if the designs are spectacular, but no, this just fitted so badly. The material is standing out like a kind of like a lampshade or something. I don't know. It just bleh, did not get that.
But I love her nail polish. I always like nail polish.
Unusual colors. All right. The next one is Fabio's design, which was super, super simple.
Yawn. Next.
Yeah, really. It's okay. Black sheath dress with asymmetrical hem. Then there was Gunner's dress, which was one of the bottom two.
Short, tight, and shiny. She looks a little slutty.
It's so expected.
And Heidi is jumping up and down going, I would wear it, I would wear it. And then we're all going, we know.
We know, yes.
Yeah.
Leaves Gunner. Nothing to the imagination.
And he didn't say how his aesthetic is so suited to Lord and Taylor. What?
It's really, huh.
Although, but I do like how nice he has become.
He has, yeah, he couldn't keep up the horrible personality thing for too long. And then he saw that everybody loved Christopher, so he backed off. And at least I have gotten to where I can distinguish between the two of them, because I used to think them. And who was it? Was it Peter in Atlanta? Neapolitan Gunner?
Yes, Neapolitan.
Which, the hair, yeah, that's something.
It's great.
I don't get it. I don't see why that was in the bottom two, because I thought it was acceptable. But
really?
Then we have, yeah.
Oh, I would put it in the bottom two.
Wow, really? Because I just thought, okay, maybe it's bland, but
it is bland. It's just ordinary.
It's not as bland as Fabio's.
That's true. That was bland. Really bland. Okay. Melissa made a really interesting dress and interesting.
She made another one. She made two dresses.
And then stuck with the black one. Well, whatever.
Yeah, wow. That was in the top three, but they could not sell that thing because the billboard on the front of that dress is not going to stand up for most women.
No, I don't think it is. You're right. They're going to need some wires in there to make it stay structural. And then Sanji with her 80s peplum dress.
Not bad.
Expensive, just bland.
Just not bad. Bland. They all thought, okay, Lort and Taylor wants bland.
And they gave him that. Wow. And then Vin did the same freaking thing he always freaking does. And I am officially freaking over it. I don't care about his stupid folded rosette things. Honestly, it looks like a black hole opening up in a dress.
Doesn't it? Like I said, a wormhole or something. Yeah. It's not great. And if they warned Christopher to stop shredding his fabric, they need to warn Vin, okay, we've seen the rose, do something else.
Yeah, exactly, Vin. Do something else on somebody with heft.
Yeah. I dare you.
He will fail. Yeah, that was... this was an interesting episode. I think it was very, very producer-influenced in that we watched the women fall apart, and uniformly they were pretty much safe. And when it came down to the actual judging, I was like, oh, no, Gunner's going home. And then they said this, that... was it Melissa? I can't remember. It wasn't Melissa. It was Alicia. Alicia was at the bottom, too. And when they said she was safe, I texted Amy and said, oh, no, not Gunner, because...
Which surprises me. He was such a jerk.
He makes for interesting television, and he's nicer to his clients than Vin has ever been. So,
well, that's true.
Root against Neapolitan Gunner.
I think it's a matter of time for Elena, because her, she doesn't bend. She has to be true to herself, and she's hateful to everybody. But that, you know, again, who? That doesn't always matter.
Well, hateful
people win.
When you go back and look at the books of these women, Alicia and Elena and Melissa all do similar things, which would fit in pretty well in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, right, yes.
So I figure one of them is going to win. I figure that's hot, that's happening, that's hip, that's now. And I can't stand any of it. But Project Runway has never, ever gone to the designer that I like, except for Jay McCarroll. So,
I don't know. I'm not betting on any of them. I'm thinking that the winner is going to be Sanja or Vin, because they already love them. Or Christopher.
I'd be okay with Christopher. I would. I'd be okay with Christopher or Sanji or Gunner.
Gunner?
Then I'm sick to death. There's no way he can do it. He's just too young and inexperienced, and he's going to get cut. Right now, he's adorable, and we love to watch him because he can be cut.
Gunner?
He can be cute. Yeah, his aesthetic is fine, except for, you know, short, tight, and shiny. But it's okay.
I think he shot himself in the foot early on with being so hateful and horrible.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the audience is necessarily with him. But, I'm willing to bet Alicia, Elena, or Melissa. That's who's going to win this season.
All right. All right. We're taking bets. I'm in Vegas, so.
We had one more thing on the list, but I'm going to say no, we don't need to go there.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember what it was, but okay.
American Idol.
Oh, all right. We'll save that for another time. And also, the other thing that I had to talk about is I'm trying to set up a webcam so I can watch my dog.
I love your dog.
I do, too. And it's funny when you look at sequential pictures 30 minutes apart. It's like, here's the dog lying in his bed. Here's the dog lying halfway out of his bed. Here's the dog lying in front of the couch. Here's the dog lying on the tile. The dog is never upright.
poor Leon. Poor Leon. I think that's our show. I know we were a little bit crazy cakes this week, but we'll be back next week to be even more crazy cakes. And 2 weeks from this week, we will be live in the Pride 48 chat room at 2 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday.
So, the 16th, yes.
Yeah.
So be there or be square.
Right.
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Grease-set coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a cloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some grease-set coffee beans. Grease-set coffee beans. Grease-set coffee beans. Grease-set coffee beans.